I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The table was ready, and the disciples were gathered. Jesus didn't have much time left, but in those precious few moments that remained, he washed his disciples' feet and he ate with them. One was sent to betray him, and the others that remained are the ones that Jesus has spent his entire ministry with, and they will realize with shock and sadness how it will have to end. These are the ones that he will leave his work to when he is gone, the ones he has taught and trained, but still don't really understand. And now in this lamplit place in the quiet of night, Jesus gives one last instruction: love one another. In this tension-filled room of uncertainty and fear and betrayal and of future denial and confusion, love is the most important word. Jesus could have said so many things, right? A last command to fight the good fight, or to keep healing and get out there and preach, to fight the power, to live righteously, to start a church, to keep the commandments. But instead, he uses this last precious moment to tell his disciples to love. Now, he doesn't say everyone will know that you are my disciples by your doctrine or your vestments, or by your denomination, or by the car you drive, or the school that you go to. He says, by the love that you have for one another. And I'm 100% positive that Jesus did not mean just the love of your friends, the people that you like and regularly hang out with, but love for everyone, even the people you don't like. Love is such a common word in our language. We tend to use it for all sorts of things. I love my parents and puppies and frozen yogurt and rainbows. Love, by definition, is an intense feeling of deep affection, but it also means a great interest and pleasure in something, like football or knitting or kayaking. The Greeks had different words for love, right? But we have a lot of meanings for the one word, love. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke of love as a force capable of transforming an enemy into a friend. But he also said, and I think you guys have heard me say this quote, "Power without love is reckless and abusive, and love without power is sentimental and anemic. Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice, and justice at its best is power correcting everything that stands against love." And honestly, I think this is the best definition of love on this side of glory. I believe this because I know that love is a power. It's a force. In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he says, love is patient, and love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It's not proud. It doesn't dishonor others. It's not self-seeking. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. That is powerful. Love, as given as an instruction by Jesus, is also powerful. And it's serious. It's not just the kind of love that's easy, like looking at your baby for the first time, or your spouse, or your best friend, or your sibling. It is love that is work. It's the kind of work that Christ has given us to do. Love is what God has given us and that we are in turn supposed to make into a verb, an action, a power, a force. That is what Christianity is, because that's what Christ is. Jesus' command to love is actually an act of love in and of itself. Jesus leaves his disciples after dinner, and he goes to judgment and the cross to demonstrate that God so loved the world. And Jesus didn't go to the cross to make God love humanity or enact God's vengeance on us or to take on our punishment. Jesus went to the cross to show in word and deed that God is love and that we as God's children are loved beyond belief, beyond our human understanding. Being a Christian, to be sure, is a commitment. And in part, it is believing and it is feeling, but it's also doing. The love that the risen Christ tasks us with is not a passive, sit around on the couch kind of call. It's a get yourself out there kind of love command. It's a love as a force kind of call. It's a movement. It's a revolution. It's an uprising. We may try and fail many times to love one another, but it's the trying and the striving that keeps love a verb. And it is the action, friends, that we are to be known by. Love is our uniform. It's our ID badge. It's our membership letter. It's our billboard, our hashtag, our commercial, our website. It's our very being. Love, as Christians, is our identity. We are to work for this love. We are to be the power of love to each other and to others that crave it, to those who refuse it, to those we like, and to those that many people hate, to the ones that we see and the ones that we can't see, but to everybody, because that is what the world needs. Amen.